I'm reacting like that. Like,
if I, waking up from a nap the day you have a stand-up show, I'd always wake up and go, fuck.
Yeah, when you get, I got like, it's two shows left of the weekend. It's fun. It's one of my favorite clubs, and it's a fucking great lineup, and it's fun, but it's still like, whew, here we go.
Yeah.
But then it's a great feeling at the end of the second show, because you're like, ah, and we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes a lot to get up there. Like, like to build yourself up to go to the show, you got to be like, every once in a while, I'm like, damn, how do I do this?
Yeah.
It's like, funny.
Do I do this for real?
Yeah, yes. You'll be with people that aren't comics. Like, I've been with girlfriends or friends or whatever, and they're like, cool, so I figure, like, we'll get lunch, we'll fucking hang out, then we'll go to your show, and you're like, no. Like, I have to go home and nap and shower. Yeah. I have, like, a whole thing.
Yeah,
of,
I need,
like,
to be isolated.
I need to be isolated. I can't just fucking
I got to sit up in the shower for a while.
Yeah, yeah, and just think. I got to go to some real weird places. Maybe that's why I'm so vanilla sexually, just because I go to emotionally the darkest places you can go, where I'm just like, I died twice in my head in the shower. I didn't think about appreciation.
Shane said you do the float tank.
I got a fucking sore throat from yelling.
Do you really?
I was screaming fucking what's up Denny's all night.
God damn, what's up, what's up, that kid is,
there's a video of this kid, this band playing at Denny's.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a fucking Denny's, and they're a hardcore metal band, and this dude walks out with the sickest fucking energy of all time, dude. Yeah. He comes out, he's like, what the fuck is up, what the fuck is up Denny's, and then they start jamming and the place just goes nuts, dude.
I like admire people who can get into like that venue that hard and just rock at Denny's and just be like, what the fuck.
Dude, it is so
what's
fucking
up?
Sick.
What's up? What the fuck is up?
Dude,
that's awesome.
I was like, you know, I've been sad. I literally watched that and I'm like, this is sickest shit ever.
That's awesome.
Like that dude's fucking like confidence.
Yeah.
To be like, yo, I'm in a Denny's. I don't give a fuck, dude.
Dude, he's like, I'm playing in the venue, rock, man. Dude. What's up? Yeah, what's up? What the fuck is up, Denny's? That's all the time, I'm always like, hey, helium.
I know. Like, it's a sold out helium. I'm like,
are you guys sure you want me
you
to do
happy
this?
Happy to be here. Does anybody even want to be here?
Are you guys mad at me? I feel like you're mad at me.
I do think it takes a special kind of character to come out and be like, what's up, Philadelphia?
Ladies, put your titties in the air, man. I know you want to be here. I'm always like, guys, fuck, I'll hurry this up. Are you guys, do you guys pay for parking? Fuck.
What's up, Philly?
Yeah.
Dude, I opened with that last time. I walked out. Awesome. I said, what the fuck is up, Denny's? They were all, everyone was like, all right.
Yeah, cool.
They actually went along with it. I was
they're
like,
a great
oh,
crowd.
A great show.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude. When comedy crowds are just kind of like, fuck it. What is this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so, the what's up, Denny's? They were all like, that's funny.
Well, people just laugh. Nervous. If you just come out on stage and you don't look like out of place or weird at all, and you say something totally weird, a crowd of people will completely be like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to not laugh. If you came out and you're like, what's up, Denny's? They're just like, the fuck
yeah, I nervously, I was like, what's up? What the fuck is up, Denny's? Anyway, I'm happy to be here. Hey,
you checked your list. Like,
what's up? Next joke. Next
you go,
joke.
One more time for Brian. What's up, Denny's?
I was the king of that, dude. I'd be like, I'm going to come out and do this really funny, weird thing. And I like half to him, like, oh, okay.
Yeah, dude, I remember that.
Yeah, I would always do that.
Dude,
I showed the crowd my ass a long time. I'm so proud.
I was the king of like, I have this line. And then it's going to fucking open up the greatest set I've ever had in my life. Yeah, yeah. And then I'd go up there and be like, say the line and it wouldn't get anything. And then you're like, dating's weird. God, it's so weird.
Yeah. Dude, that's what I've actually been doing. I've been going on stage and be like, damn, dating sucks.
Yeah,
but I mean, I don't have any jokes about it. I'm just like, it fucking sucks.
Dude. But it's the whole thing of like, that's what comedy is. You're either dating or you're married. So you're going to talk about dating or married or relationships.
It's the same thing with the audience, though.
Yeah,
so they're fucking
shoot that.
Like yeah, that's why early shows when I talk about being single, they're kind of like, we're all married.
Yeah,
like my anti-kid shit on early shows, they're kind of just like
not trying to hear it.
We're actually paying $15 an hour to watch our little one.
Yeah,
yeah, and they're so fucking proud of themselves for having a fucking kid.
Yeah,
too. So like when someone goes on stage, it's like, I don't know if I want kids. They're like,
well, you know, the work's not for everyone.
It's a clear club for
you're
sure.
All,
like I can see it's the amazing, I can see the utter amazement of creating like a human being.
Oh, dude, I bet it's a very rewarding and very difficult.
There's
experience.
A clear like, yeah, I don't have kids, and I hang out with my cousins and friends who have kids. It's like there's an energy, a no kid energy. You feel it. You're like, man, I'm definitely the other right now.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah. Because when you're around there, you're kind of like, it's that energy of like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Do I help?
How, like, I don't know how long I can play with their kids for it. If then they're like, look at this desperate fucking loser. He wants one so bad. I'm like, go run. Be with your brother.
Be with your brother. Get out of here.
Run away from me.
Run. Don't talk to me. I'm so sad. You'll catch it if I touch you.
Dude, being sad is fucking gay.